Epic of the Buffalo Soldier by James E. Toakley, Sr., Poet Laureate, City of Tampa. Oh, chisel my brow on Rushmore so the light of day may see a likeness of the ones who rode with the brave 10th Cavalry, 9th Cavalry, the 24th and the 25th Infantry, who tamed a western wilderness. May the world remember me. Remember Sergeant Benjamin Brown, Private Squire and Benny Burge, who stood their ground to the last man down in a duel of guns and nerves. And do not forget G.W. Ford, 10th Cavalry at his best, who carried his carbine and his sword at age 70, more or less. Call Private Cathay Williams, battle-hardened Joan of Arc, for though Williams was a woman, gender never played a part. For we were all dressed in the colors that we wore at Kettle Hill when our troops rode out with Roosevelt, though many a one was killed. Dress on the colors, boys, dress on, we heard Sarge Berry yell as he proudly grabbed our blood-stained flag, then led us out of hell. So saddle up, my old war nag, Winchester at my side. Make sure to fill my water bag, salute and watch me ride. Across a stark and windy plain, its mountains looming high, let the Buffalo Soldier ride again beneath a painted sky. And may the ones I rode against across this new world plain recall the impossible things I did as they recite my name. Setanta, wily Kiowa chief, whose mind I grew to know. Chief Nana, old Apache, and the great Geronimo. Young Billy the Kid, who all but hid when we soldiers came to town. And Pancho Villa knew us too, as we strove to track him down. Mayhaps young Custer would have lived to herd his children home, had he not turned his back on us to face Sitting Bull alone. And Black Jack Pershing, who was so named by the men he loved and led, was second in command to Colonel Young, but they picked Pershing instead. The Army chose him to lead our troops through France in the First World War, and for our lives we won with pride the Frenchman's Croix de Guerre. Yet it broke Colonel Young that he could not come to rally round his men. But the die was cast, and despite his past, 'twas his color they refused to send. Injustices my eyes have seen, worn raw with salty tears, yet strong and black I held tears back as a witness through these years. I froze in cold Montana nights and baked under Texas sun. I climbed up Arizona heights where a mountain goat could not run. I have swum the tides of the Rio Grande and felt cold water sting. Have fought coyotes for antelope hides and have flown with eagle's wings. I've bedded down with rattlesnakes and heard the puma's cry and have seen the eyes of buffalo turn red before they die. As if it were another world and I another man, I counted my life a string of pearls in a cavalry soldier's hand. Like rosaries, each tiny bead was a signal and a tool that reminded me what I coveted most, 40 acres and a mule. White hat, blue suit, and spit-shine boots with a six-gun by my side, through southern and through western states my horse and I would ride. To Tampa there I traveled once in the midst of a driving rain, and because of the cruelty that I glanced, I won't go there again. White soldiers lined black babies up and shot at them for sport. White townsfolk thought it was good fun for their cigar town resort. But when we saw those babies cry and heard their mothers scream, we grabbed up guns and let lead fly in a town of unfair dreams. So we were transferred off to Cuba, lest the sight of friendly blood turned the tide of human vengeance from a trickle to a flood. On the sunny isle of Cuba, we fought well, though many a one would die. Yet we drove those Spaniards off of San Juan Hill, Teddy Roosevelt by our side. So raise the colors of our ranks, mount up and boldly ride, for to God and the buffalo we give thanks as we carry our colors with pride. Oh, chisel my brow on Mount Rushmore and give me eyes of stone, that I may see eternity from my newfound mountain home. Let children gaze upon my face, my nose and nostrils wide, then marvel the majesty and the grace of my lips cut thick with pride. Oh, grant me a place of honor, so all the world can see me gaze upon this God-graced land like a statue of liberty. And when the sculptor's hands are empty and their work lights up like flame, bright golden stone in the morning sun, then the future will know my name. Then let my soul embrace the truth at last to set it free. For I am the Buffalo Soldier, and America is me.